Blog Talk Radio.
Keep hallelujah off my lips now.
You make me wanna sing all about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. You're the song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna sing, sing, sing all about you. Yeah, you make me wanna sing.
A free as a free bird, like a towel. Your love is a river and that river's running wild. People think I'm crazy for the way I'm acting lately, that's true. I'm crazy about you and
you make me wanna sing all about your love. Make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. The song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I hope that you have felt like singing this week because the Lord has been so good to you. I have to say I have. God is so good, and I'm just constantly and always in awe and amazed at what he does. He's just awesome. Anyhow, I want to welcome each and every one tonight. I hope you have just had a wonderful week and things have been good for you, and I want to say Happy Rosh Hashanah, I had to think how to say it. Rosh Hashanah is basically the beginning of the new year, the Jewish new year, and of course Jesus was Jewish on this earth. He observed the feast and did all of that stuff. So I think it's good to know it, good to be aware of it. I think that some of that stuff will be put back in place when the Lord comes back. But anyhow, and I'm sure most of y'all are aware of it, but if you're not, you might want to do some study on it. There's a lot of articles out right now on Facebook, Jane Hammond and Apostle Tom Hammond have them, and Chuck Pearson, just a lot of word out there about it, because the beginning of the new year, the Jewish new year, it seems to be many times that the Lord, like new beginnings for God's people and new things beginning and just a cycle's ending and an opportunity for better cycles and new cycles to begin. It's a beautiful time, and you hear a lot of prophetic during this time of year. The Lord speaks. And, I've heard most of my life that when Jesus does return, when he comes back, that it will be during this season, the Feast of Trumpets. So It's a neat time of year. The weather is changing. We're seeing some of the heat starting to pass and beautiful, cool, wonderful mornings. It's so pleasant sitting out on the porch early in the morning drinking coffee and listening to the geese fly over and all of that. I just love that sort of thing. But anyhow, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to anyone that maybe has not been on the program before. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And if you want to speak with me, you want personal prayer, then be sure and press 1 on your phone. That will put your hand up so that I know that you want prayer. So anyhow, I'm just so blessed to be here with you, all of you tonight. excuse me, I'm going to do my usual sound check. Jennifer, is everything coming through okay?
Perfect, Jeannie, perfect.
Great. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and leave you open. All right. I want to talk to y'all just a little bit tonight about faith and actually about how our imaginations affect our faith. And of course, our imaginations are a beautiful gift from God. If I can get this mouse out of the way here. Okay. Our imaginations are a beautiful creation of the Lord, you know, that can work for us but also work against us. But I'm going to start with a scripture. 1 John 5:4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Our faith. Our faith is some of the very substance of our salvation and our Christian walk. We have to first believe that God is, and that Christ came and died for us and died for our sins, and that God loves us and has forgiven us before we can even come to the Lord. But what I want to discuss this evening for just a little while is how that we can let our imaginations undermine our faith. Our imaginations are very strong. And as most of you have known, you know, your emotions are very much tied to your thoughts. You know, I've told this story, just a little short thing before, y'all heard it before, but years ago when I was going through a lot of sickness and stuff, and every time we would get ready to go out of town, I got very much in the habit of, like, you know, going to the medicine cabinet and piling my purse or whatever, my luggage, you know, making sure I took stuff, you know, with me just in case. But, you know, that some of that came from past history of having problems when we would be in other areas. But so you kind of become trained. But then your mind's like, you begin in the name of being thorough or being detailed. And honestly, I am a detailed person. But in those scenarios of thinking through things, of thinking, well, let me think of every possible scenario, you know, so that I'm prepared, quote, quote, you know. But anyhow, in this particular case, we were getting ready to go out of town for a couple of days, and I went to the cabinet to get some antihistamines and things like that, and just as plain as day, I heard Holy Spirit say, "You make provision for sickness." And it just blowed me over. I'll be honest, it did. It's just like, oh, Lord, you're so right. You are so right. That's just practically expecting a problem. But see, we'll do that in so many areas, and particularly when we're like thinking, okay, I need to think of every scenario and make sure that I've got all my bases covered, or that's the way we think. And, you know, when we do that, you basically play those things over in your mind. You'll picture them. I mean, we're all very picture-driven. You know, if someone says apple, you see an apple. I know my mama was always one of those. If she heard an ambulance go out, first thing she'd do is take a head count, and, you know, she'd be like, oh, my God, somebody's in a wreck, you know, or something like that. And, and I'm not a mama, but for the ones that are mothers, I'm sure many of y'all have gone through that maybe almost envision or almost see your child in a wreck when you hear an ambulance go out. And that kind of thing, it can be so powerful own our emotions and the way we think. Well, it can be the same with our faith, you know, that when we're believing for something, maybe always, not always, instead of seeing ourselves healed or seeing ourselves with provision, maybe we start playing through my head, okay, now the house payment's coming up in 2 weeks, and right now I don't have the money. Goodness, I don't know where it's coming in at. Oh gosh, if it gets here and I don't have it, where am I going to get the money? And, you know, what am I going to do? Will they try to foreclose on the place? You know, and we'll play all that stuff over in our mind. You know, I mean, we'll see it happening at times. You know, we'll play it to the point that we actually play it in our heads of, okay, they're knocking on the door. They're fixing to give me a foreclosure notice or eviction notice. What am I going to say? Oh, wait a minute. Is there anything I could sell? You know, and we will have already maybe sold something we didn't want to sell to make sure that we had the money, because we've already envisioned someone coming to the door to kick us out rather than trusting God. Instead of playing in our mind, oh, God, I just see you bringing me out of this victorious. Oh, God, I see the favor of God on me. And envisioning how Jesus pulled the coins out of the mouth of the fish, or how he divided the loaves and the fish and multiplied it. And, you know, and when the oil for the little widow, where the oil didn't run out, and, you know, as she continued to pour, it continued to refill. You know, how often do we replay those kind of things in our minds so that we're building on our faith rather than tearing our faith down? You know, and I talk about these things because I've been there, done that. You know, y'all get to relive some of my experiences. But, you know, hopefully some of the things that has taken me years to figure out and years for God to show me and to deal with me on it, just hopefully by sharing those things, maybe y'all can avoid some of that and have more understanding and have it quicker and not have to go through those long battles that I went through, or Randy went through, or Tanisha went through, or anyone else, because we're sharing of the experiences of our lives. Because you learn those lessons so very well. You know, I've done that kind of stuff with the horses before. We'd be working on fences or doing this and that, and then I would play through my mind, okay, now if I put these together and this one fusses, okay, will they run them through that fence? And what if this one doesn't, you know, and go through all of this stuff. And I did that someone over here. I've got a gelding that's my riding gelding, and I have protected him all his life, to be honest. Super nice horse. I've always protected him. Have never really, hardly, since he's been grown, let another horse live with him, because some of these others play too hard, and I didn't want anybody blemishing him or hurting him. And when we moved here finally one day, because Bandit's lived by himself most of his life. Now, he had horses close by. It's not like he was isolated completely. They just weren't in the pasture with him. I thought, okay, because Opie is his half-brother, and him and Opie would always play over the fence, but I never would let Opie live with him because I was concerned that Opie would roughhouse too much, and he's really big. You know, Bandit's decent size, but Opie is really big. He's close to 1,400 pounds. And I thought, oh, goodness, I don't want to take a chance on getting Bandit hurt. And see, I would always, you know, in trying, because I love him and I love both of them, and trying to protect them, I would, most of the time, I would always envision, you know, I'm afraid he'll hurt him. And so he's lived along most of his life. Well, when we moved here, I finally, in shuffling horses around and trying to get cross fences done, I finally thought, I'm going to put Opie in with him, and I'm going to watch him and see how they do. And I honestly, I could have just dropped my teeth, put Opie in there. They did wonderful, just did wonderful. They had so much fun, and actually Bandit was the one that did most of the picking. Opie's a little bit older than him, but Opie has been so patient with Bandit, and they have played and carried on and have so enjoyed one another. And you know, and at times I've been, oh, Lord, I hate that that I made Bandit live by himself so many years. But see, it was in my mind. I kept playing every scenario of bad, you know, and we think being a good mama, you know, or that we're being responsible, that we're, you know, like I said, that we're covering our bases, that we're thinking, okay, to be prepared, to make sure that I do everything to keep everything safe. And maybe where your family's concerned, maybe it's to keep everybody happy, to keep everybody provided for. And we'll just, you know, we'll play all of this over in our minds. But I've noticed in through the years, and particularly the last couple of years, God's really brought that to light for me so much more. That, and yeah, you know, I think you're seeing it a whole lot with all the COVID stuff that's happened. You know, as people would get sick and would go through things, other people, they would almost envision themselves getting it. They would envision themselves in the hospital. You know, but anyhow, all this stuff, how it plays with your emotions and it undermines your faith. You know, it can literally draw stuff to us because we can get in fear, we can get in anxiety about things because we're thinking, okay, it can be anything. You know, I'm making the move, but what if we get there and we don't like it? Or what if that? Or what if this? Which we've loved it up here. That wasn't really about us. We have absolutely loved it. But I heard Andrew Womack talk about that one time, and he said most people that he knew that they would literally undermine their own faith, they had a hard time believing for anything because like this, of running things through their mind and second guessing and just vain imagination rather than just refusing to look at the others, you know, at failure, that people would rehearse failure in their minds and go, okay, I'm believing for healing, but what if so-and-so happens? You know, am I going to be prepared? And, you know, it's really sad. It really is. And I've had friends and different ones do that, and it's heartbreaking. It honestly is, particularly when you love people. It's heartbreaking when you see people that they might say, okay, there's a, you know, be sick and say, okay, there's a 50% chance of, and this is just scenario. I mean, I'm just talking. I'm not pointing anything out about anybody. Well, just like people that say, okay, well, they maybe had breast cancer in their family. Somebody, a kinfolk, a grandmother, whatever, had breast cancer. And, you know, some of them will think, well, okay, there's a such and such chance I'll get it, a 50% chance. Well, instead of believing that they're the 50% that's not going to get it, you know, so many don't believe, okay, I'm the 50% that's going to get it. And, you know, and some of them, they'll go have their breasts removed and things like that, you know, go through major, major things. And I'm not condemning anybody that has had that done. This is really just a point about believing what God has said and not letting the enemy pull us down the wrong trail so that we start entertaining those kind of vain imaginations and thoughts, you know, so that we don't start siding with the enemy and really seeing ourselves in that, or seeing failure, seeing whatever the case. You know, I watched, I mean, I know these people that they had a little thing on Facebook, but it's some people that I actually know that one of their aunts or anyhow, one of their kinfolks had come into town, and there's two little boys, and they had some of those little virtual games they play, you know, those little little things they put on their head, that little virus, whatever they are, those little things they put on their head that where they're looking at a virtual scene. And I think in this particular one, it was like a virtual scene of a roller coaster, and they had put it on grandma's head or whatever to look at it, you know, to play this. And, of course, they're videotaping her, and she almost immediately, she's screaming and hollering, and she's leaning one way and leaning the other way and all but falling off the couch. And, see, the whole thing is not real. But when they're watching it and they have that on their head, it makes them feel because you can actually hear the little boy. One of the little boys, he said, it makes you feel like you're actually there. And see, we do that with ourselves, with our imaginations. You know, it's just like that virtual game. We can see ourselves in it. Our emotions get so involved in it, and it's not real at all. Not real at all. Just like old grandma, she's screaming, hollering, leaning one way or another, all but falling off the couch. And it's not real. It's all just virtual. It's all just make-believe. But we will play things through our mind. And we'll let it get a hold of our emotions and get a hold of our heart. You know, because if you replay something enough through your mind, it'll finally get into your heart. And see, where faith is concerned, it works so much the same way. If we will turn that around, and, you know, as the word said, think on these things. If anything lovely, anything of a good report, anything that's lovely and of God, think on these things and let that get into our heart. I've heard so many different ones that are preachers, and I think Randy has said this before too, that grew up to be preachers, and when they were little kids, they would see themselves preaching. They might get out in the woods and, you know, stand up on a log and pretend that they're standing on a podium and preaching, or little girls and things get the little toy microphones and pretend they were singing. I saw a little boy once, a little cowboy. He was, I don't know, like about four, had his little toy guitar and his boots and his hat on, and he went out on the back porch and he acted like he was on the stage and that he had a crowd out in front of him, and he bowed and postured and all of this, and then went to singing and strumming his little play guitar and, you know, playing like he was a country western singer. It was the cutest thing in the world. But, see, he was letting his imagination help him to dream and help him to believe. You know, God is in so much of that. He's in so much of it, of helping us to see ourselves the way he sees us, to see him as he is. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If we believe and can see, you know, imagine ourselves with provision, so much provision that we're helping our family, helping others, helping those that are poor on the street. Maybe see ourselves praying for people and limbs growing out. I have imagined those kind of things. But we can use it against ourselves too. And the enemy is always right there trying to help us do that. You know, he'll help put those thoughts in our mind, hoping that we'll grab hold of them and play all those scenarios through our mind. I've always said, show me someone that's, you know, you ever see like a couple get mad and get in an argument and get mad? Show me someone that stays mad for days, and I'll show you someone that replays that offense over and over in their minds. They might replay that argument or whatever it was that made them mad to start with. You see someone that stays mad for days on end, that's someone that's replaying that situation over and over and over in their minds. I hope you don't do that. I hope you don't. I hope that, like the Lord, that's something that's part of the past. You forgive, you let it go, and don't even bring it, don't even think about it again. But anyhow, I hope that I have brought up some things tonight that will give you something to chew on, give you something to think about and to even ask the Lord about it. If, Lord, am I doing this? Lord, show me. You know, God, help me to move out of those things, that I'm not undermining my own faith, that I'm not bringing on my own defeat. And, Lord, help me to see and imagine and believe all of those wonderful things that you've said about me, all those wonderful things that you have in mind for your people. You know, that's one thing about the prophetic words you get. I really recommend going back and listening to them time and again. Most of the words I've got, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many words I've got on my old computer where I have moved them over there. They go back 15 years or better. And many of them I've gone back years later and listened to them again. And some of them I've just listened to them over and over and over. You know, some words will ring with your heart more than others, for sure. But I was thinking about this afternoon. I had run across it's a little potholder thing that my husband, we've been married 41 years and I had never seen this thing, but was going through the storage room. And I saw it and I'm like, what is that? And he says, my grandfather made that. And I'm going, seriously? I'm like, give me that. So I got it and I got some spray paint and I painted it, you know, spray painted it so it looked nice. And I went and bought the biggest mom I could find and put it in it. Of course, the only thing, it doesn't have a place for the little water tray under it. So I put it out on the front porch. It's just absolutely beautiful, just that pretty purple color, and it is so full and gorgeous. I love flowers outside. And watered it real good. But see, because it doesn't have that little tray under it, the water kind of runs through it. Well, this afternoon I went out there, and, you know, it was kind of wilted because the water had just went right on through. I watered it really good again, and then finally I thought, you know what, I think I can. There's not a way for it to hold a little tray, but I think I can take some foil and wrap around it and up to the sides, and that when I put it in, it'll hold it. So, but I thought, you know, sometimes we're like that with the words the Lord gives us. You know, we're all in bloom. That water pours over us, and we're all in bloom, and we're all excited, and we're all thrilled about what the Lord said. And if we don't go back and re-soak on that some, you know, drink of that again, I mean, it can run right through, and the next day you feel all dried out again. So I recommend keeping your words. Put them on your computer. Write them down, whatever you do to save them. And go back and revisit them and listen to them again. And particularly if you're going through something, and let it feed your heart again. Let it feed your soul. And then see yourself living out those things that God has said over you. See yourself victorious in God. See yourself with all sufficiency in all things. Just like the Lord said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And that is so key, that as our heart is prospering, as our soul is being transformed, being renewed, our mind being renewed, then we start seeing other things, our health coming forth, our joy being complete, our finances coming to us, just all parts of our lives being healed and walking in divine health that Jesus paid for. Well, I'm going to play another song right quick. There were quite a few callers on here when I logged onto the program, but it looks like I've had several more come on since I started. So let me see here. I'm going to give you all a good little taste of some of this Chris Tomlin country again.
Get old. It's a picture perfect place. I can't wait. everything we've built out here's long gone. We'll have everything we'd ever want.
Hard to imagine one day.
Forever home is going to be so good, so good. Well, Lord, I just thank you tonight for your presence and for your precious, wonderful love. And, Lord, I thank you for each and every one that's tuned in and listening and for every caller here. And, Father, I just speak breakthrough and blessing over them. Lord, that you give them peace and rest. Lord, that they have the sweet sleep in the night, Lord, and they wake up refreshed every morning. Lord, I just thank you for fulfilling the call of God on their life. Lord, the dreams that you give them, Lord, to just take root in their hearts and bloom and blossom and come forth. Lord, they'll walk in the joy of the Lord, and Lord, that they'll have an impact on the lives of others that they meet, that they will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, Miss Jennifer, I've got you already opened up, so I'm going to start with you tonight, hon. How are you doing?
Oh, I am just so grateful. So grateful, God.
Me too, girl. Me too. So is all going good with you? Are you feeling good and such as that?
It has been some challenging weeks here for me, but God has really been teaching me how to keep his joy and just drawing on that strength. So, you know, lots of tears, but at the same time, just his presence has just been with me. So there's a lot of peace and smiles even. So,
cool. Good, good.
It's all good.
That's precious.
All good.
Yep. That's good. And that's a whole lot of it. I mean, even some of the things I was talking about is when things are going on is to keep thinking on those good things and to keep our thankfulness so that our joy does stay up, because the enemy is sure to try to pull on our joy, and just life and circumstances will try to pull on our joy. But the more we know we're blessed, the more that we see the goodness of God in our lives, the more that we just are thankful. The more that we're thankful, it's really hard for the enemy to pull us down when we're thankful in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's been, right, your word tonight was just like he's really been teaching me how to use my imagination for dreaming. And in fact, he gave me a little gift tonight about that. And so, you know, he's speaking. He's always speaking, but you know, I feel like he's done a lot of healing in my mind and my heart and bringing wholeness to my life.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I can, just in the time that I've known you, even, you know, like this, through the studio, I can see and I can hear the healing that has gone on in your life, and I can sense it. I mean, I have sensed healing going on, and I can recall giving you prophetic words about it, that as, you know, in a process of healing in your life, so. Let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I just, Lord, I speak a blessing over her, Father. Lord, I know that she is such a treasure to you, Lord, and your love for her is so great. God, you have held her tight, and you have nurtured her just as a father or a mother, a father nurtures their child. Lord, you have nurtured her through these difficult times and through sickness and through loneliness and through Lord, all the times that she has at times blamed herself or has second-guessed the things she has done and has condemned herself, Lord, and how that you have loved her and have stroked her hair and told her how precious she is to you, Lord, and have quieted her soul, Lord, the times when she has felt sorrowful or grieved, when at times when grief would literally try to take a hold of her, Lord, that you have quieted her soul and you have comforted her just as a father comforts their little child. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your delight in her and, Lord, your plans that you have for her. And, Father, that she brings you such joy. Lord, it's like I can just see you giggling, Lord. It's like I can see you giggling with the delight that she brings you, Lord. And Lord, some of the things even that concern her that she worries about. Jennifer's like, I can see, like the Lord, some things that would be of concern to you that he would almost laugh about a little bit. Then like, oh, honey, that's all going to be fine. There's nothing to worry about, you know. I can just say that just comfort coming from the Lord. And it's funny, when you were talking, I kept seeing you making your wedding cake. And I know typically people don't make their own wedding cake, but it was, I could see you like with a spoon or something that you were making your wedding cake. I'm not sure what all that involved, but it's like you were putting in the ingredients in that you wanted, putting in the ingredients like, you know, we envision our life. You know, we envision the things we want. You know, when I was getting ready to marry my husband, you know, we envision what is our life going to be like. You know, kids graduating college, they're envisioning what their life is going to be like. And it was like you were making your wedding cake and you were even talking to the Lord and telling, oh, Lord, I want this and I want that. And, Lord, oh, I would so love for this to happen. And it's like you were putting these ingredients in your wedding cake and making this cake. But along with the things that I was teaching earlier, I would just say be aware not to put any worry in there. Don't put anything in there that you wouldn't want in there. Don't put anything in there that you wouldn't want in there as you're dreaming, as you're thinking, as you're planning, as you're and it's good to dream. It's good to go to the Lord and be specific with him about what we're doing, you know. And it can be our, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, this necessarily be about you and Greg. It may well be, but that's the way I saw it, was you were stirring and making your wedding cake and your petitions before the Lord. And like any excited bride-to-be would be of, oh, Lord, this, and oh, Lord, this, oh, Lord, and you know, just dreaming and planning and loving and I would just say be careful not to put anything in there that you wouldn't want, but let God lead your heart in all, you know, just embrace the joy, embrace the dreams that God's given you, embrace those delightful plans that just bring you excitement and pleasure and all of that good stuff. And like I said, I don't know what all that means, but I kept seeing you like. And it was like I knew, even though I couldn't see the cake, it's like I knew you were making your wedding cake. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all the beautiful plans that you have for Jennifer and Lord, and for Greg too. But, Lord, in even their lives, Father, as Christians, as children of God, Lord, that their wedding cake, we're married to the Lord. And so, Lord, that can also be an example of even just our life with you, Lord, of what you've planned for us as children of God and as the bride of Christ. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for adding extra sweetness to that cake, extra sweetness and extra laughter and extra joy, extra days of fun and excursions and adventures and, Lord, all the things that make life beautiful. And, Father, your presence, the presence of the Lord, Lord, that you go with us, that's the main thing. Lord, that's the main thing. Father, Lord, that says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's liberty. So when the Lord is with us, that whole spirit that of freedom, that whole life of freedom just radiates around us. Father, we just thank you and we love you and we praise you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in Jennifer's life and all that you're going to do. And Lord, I thank you for an abundance of laughter, an abundance of joy, and an abundance of health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you. Lord, actually, been, he started out, I don't know, several weeks ago, laying out cakes to me, and I really didn't understand what was going on. And then when Greg came to visit, you know, we were at this picnic area, and lo and behold, there's this large area, I guess, for serving, and cake was spelled out and, you know, carved out in the picnic table. So, yeah, so I just wanted to encourage you because that's cake is, he's been using cake for some reason.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jesus. Right. I like cake. Cake's good, so that's cool.
You know, it's interesting because mm-hmm. I was out and about the other day, and he's like putting it in my heart to buy some cake and to celebrate, and I'm just like, I don't need a cake right now, or, you know, I'm trying to lose weight and everything. And but he just kept putting that in my mind, like, get some cake and celebrate. You have a lot to celebrate. So I may have to get some cake.
There you go. You don't have to get a whole cake. You can get a pizza. Yeah.
I'm going to get a cupcake and sit down with him and just, I'm going to enjoy it. There's a lot to celebrate. He's just amazing.
God is so good. He's so interesting, too. He is just so interesting, the things he says and the things that he'll pull out and he'll pull out of us and the things that he'll bring up. It's just amazing to me. So anyhow, well, that
very
sounds
personal.
Girl. Yeah, he is, absolutely. Well, girl, it was fun talking to you. And always love praying with you and hearing what's going on in your life. So you have a great week. Pray wonderful things for you.
I love you.
I love you too, absolutely. I truly do.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean from the very depths of my heart.
Thank you. And I mean it too. I mean, I absolutely do. You're precious to me. Well, girl, have a beautiful week. And I will talk
you
to you later. Hi, 205-531. How is Miss Julia May tonight?
Doing just fine.
Good, good. Your voice sounds good and strong. That's good. How is Jennifer doing?
Doing good. She's doing good.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Always glad to hear that. Well, that's good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a conqueror. She is an overcomer in you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that our faith is strong. Ooh, girl, I can feel the Holy Spirit. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have, she has flexed her muscles, Lord, the last few months, the last time, Lord, that you have taught her how to flex her muscles of faith, how to stand up on the word. And Lord, when the wind has blown, Lord, the enemy has pushed, the wind has blown, she has leaned into that wind and she has pushed back. And Lord, she has had her feet planted upon the rock, Christ Jesus, where that her stance was strong, her footing was sure. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the song of the Lord in her mouth. Julia May, I can just see you, girl. And I don't know if you sing or not, but I can just see you in your house just declaring in song, Jehovah Jireh. My provider, your grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, My provider, your grace is sufficient for me. I can see you just declaring the word of the Lord over yourself, girl, that you'll have no lack, that you'll have the protection of God around you and around your home and your loved ones, and decreeing in the face of the enemy when it seems like that, like things are not going your way, or when it seems like the winds are blowing in you, I see you singing with authority, speaking with authority in your home, and like, I will not, just like Jacob did, I will not turn loose till you bless me. I will not turn loose. Just like when he wrestled with the angel, I will not turn loose till you bless me. And I see you doing that, and I see your faith bringing breakthrough in your life in the ways that you've never seen, girl, declaring the word of the Lord and refusing to even look at any other thing, not playing any other scenario over in your head, but saying, no, I am blessed because I belong to the Lord. I am blessed. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And singing and seeing things broken, said that atmosphere of when there's an atmosphere, a heavy atmosphere, or an atmosphere of defeat, of with the sound of your voice and the declarations of your voice, the declarations of the word and singing, even marching through your house, of seeing that atmosphere, that heaviness break, and the atmosphere change, and an atmosphere of victory, an atmosphere of God's blessing and abundance over your home and over your life. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thanks.
No, you're welcome. You are blessed, girl. You are blessed. You belong to the Lord, and you're blessed because you're His. And it's not that we don't deserve anything. We don't earn anything. We don't have to jump through hoops to please God and say, okay, I did this and so. So it's because we're His. And because He loves us. Praise God.
Amen.
Girl, you got anything?
I was at work and I was taking a student to lunch when I got done humming. He said, what you hum like you in church for? And I looked at him, I wasn't paying no attention. And he got the humming with me. So, he be singing with me. I said, okay. I break out in a song like I did today, and he just started singing with me. I said, oh, Lord.
It's in your heart.
He told me, you just a humming like you in church.
That's awesome. My husband used to get it all the time. He would always have music in his heart, and we'd be somewhere, and he'd be just a humming, and I'd look at him, and I said, you realize you're humming? And he'd be like, no. But that's awesome, because that means it's in your heart. It's just bubbling up and coming and pouring out because it's in there.
Yeah.
I love
that. Past couple of days, like I said, I started singing out like that. And I'd be making me a little song, praising the Lord, just singing me a song.
That just scalds the devil's head when we're just out just singing to the Lord and humming to the Lord and just loving on Him, whether we're out grocery shopping or whatever we're doing. But God loves it. God loves it. And it does our good. Son, is there anything in particular you want prayer about?
No. You covered everything. Thank you. And what you were speaking on about imagination running stuff through, that somebody been dealing with. So, you keep on thinking about it. It's almost like I said, you look for something. I tell people sometimes, you look for it, you'll find it, so stop looking for it. Right. My mom used to say, don't look for nothing you don't want to find.
Girl, it's right on.
Yep.
That is right on, for sure. Yep.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, well, God bless you, sweetie, and you have a great week. Enjoy talking to you.
Okay, and you too. God bless you.
Hi, 910-719. How's Miss Sylvia?
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, girl.
She's fine. How are you?
I'm good. Just enjoying being with y'all tonight. Enjoying getting to visit with you. So have you had a good week? Amen. Feeling good? All that good stuff?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Pretty good.
Great.
Just resting up.
Good. Good. I can see you. Now, I don't know. You know, I don't know where you live. I don't know if you have, but I can see you like smelling the flowers. I can see you like walking through the yard. I can just see you smelling the flowers. I see you smelling the flowers, and that, you know, it reminds me. What is that old saying? It's about enjoying the journey. You know, what do they say? You have to smell the roses or something like on the journey. I don't remember exactly how that saying goes. There's an old saying, you know, something about, you know, sometimes you have to stop and smell the roses. That's what they, sometimes you have to stop and smell the roses. And that's what God's got you doing. Huh. You've been resting.
Amen.
You said you've been resting. And the Lord is drawing you, calling you, stop and smell the roses. That's so cool. I love that. Like I can see you like walking around the flower beds, walking around the flower beds, just relaxing, and walking around these flower beds, and you're smelling the flowers, and you're just enjoying the beauty of them, and just resting. But immediately that old saying that says, you know, sometimes you have to stop and smell the roses. It's like, oh, Lord, that's what you're doing with Sylvia. He's drawing you that resting to stop and smell the roses and enjoy the beauty that's around you. Enjoy, take the time to look at just what God has around you and what he's done, and just enjoying him. Father, I thank you, Lord, of what you're doing with Sylvia, that you've given her a time of refreshing. You're giving her a time of reflecting, Lord, on you and just what you've already done. And, Lord, giving her that time to just soak in the beauty and the goodness of God. You know, now I have to say, I'm a person that when I'm out driving or traveling, I'm very much a sightseer. I mean, I'm like a professional sightseer. I'm going to see the trees and the flowers. I'm going to see all the cows in the field. You know, my husband, yeah, and he does some, not like I do, but, you know, I can tell him how many horses. Oh, down here there's 3 horses in this pasture, and there's a herd of Angus in this pasture, and there's the most beautiful old barn in it. And I'm always like, oh, there's a picture. Oh, you know, if there's a place to pull over, a lot of times I'll take scenes, you know, take these scenery pictures with my phone and stuff. Used to keep a camera and a phone. But just enjoying the beauty of God. And it's so refreshing, and it so brings it to me. It's like it brings a cleanness. It feels like it just feels like our hearts and our souls are cleaned. And it's like that's just what I'm sensing God doing, giving you a time of refreshing, and letting things just be blown away or washed away, concerns and cares, and letting your heart be refreshed and filled with the beauty of the Lord and his creation, and a time of just basking in his love. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow.
That's cool. So do you have flower beds around your house?
No, but
okay.
I am a professional sightseer, same as you. I take the country roads.
Yeah.
I take the country roads. As a matter of fact, this morning I went to my daughter's house, like 45 minutes away, and I take the back roads so that I can look at, you know, the different things that reflect, mm-hmm. and that's what I did this morning. And I thought I was just resting from, you know, school and everything, but I found myself resting a whole lot and reflecting. That's what I've been doing today, because school starts back on Wednesday and Thursday. So it's like he's giving me this time of rest, and I've been laying back praying all day. And reflecting and thinking about things.
Yeah. You know, sometimes even, you know, and it's wonderful to pray, but sometimes even in that, it can become, it can feel like a duty sometimes, or feel like something we have to do. Sometimes just getting out and just, you know, taking a walk or whatever, like sort of taking a drive in the country and just admiring and just, you know, just like emptying our mind of things. And so often the Lord will speak to us when, you know, when we just relax and rest many times and just not, you know, just not trying to think about anything, but just letting our minds be clear. So often the Lord will speak to us about things. But it's refreshing and cleansing to our souls.
Yes, it is.
Just to get out and enjoy it. I know, actually it was yesterday we had gone to Bowie. Had gone up to, got a horse up there and whatnot and was up there and the trainer, he was talking. And as I walked up to the arena, suddenly my eye was drawn there by the side of the arena. There was a little cactus plant. It had this beautiful yellow bloom on it with red center. And it was like suddenly I couldn't hear him. All I could see was that bloom. And I had to walk over and bend down and just look at that beautiful bloom on that little cactus. And it caught his attention. And he was like, "What are you looking at?" And I said, "This beautiful bloom on this cactus." And he said, "Oh," he said, "I dug that little cactus up out of a ditch on the side of the road." And I said, "It's just beautiful." And I noticed this morning, I guess later in the day, he had taken his cell phone and had went and had taken a picture of that little bloom and that little cactus. And he sent it to me, but then he put it on Facebook of just this, that, and it made a beautiful little picture, but he put that picture on Facebook. And it's like, just, you know, just sometimes just the smallest little things will bring such pleasure and just delight to our hearts and just, you know, just the beauty of God, of his creation, what he does. And we need that. You know, life can be pretty heavy. We have so many things going on and things that pull on us. But just as I was here and stop and smell the roses and just saw you like walking in flower gardens, just admiring them and smelling the flowers. God's just given you a time of rest and a time of just refreshing to just breathe deep. Just breathe deep and smell the flowers, sweetie.
Hey, man, I needed it. I was wondering what was going on. It seems like some things in ministry had slowed down and you know, I had started to school and I'm like, you know, I was feeling like there was a change going on, but I didn't exactly know, you know, what was happening. But I know that, you know, it was different. I wasn't like hustling, bustling anymore, you know, in ministry, right? And I couldn't, you know, and it felt different, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. But now I know. I was so used to doing that. And so when he switched it up, I'm like, what is going on? And, you know. Yeah,
we can get so accustomed to being busy all the time that we almost don't know what to do with ourselves when we have a break.
Yeah. But I've enjoyed it today, and I will tomorrow, and I'll be back in it Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. Well, enjoy every second of it, girl. Enjoy every second of it. And don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty about resting and relaxing. Some people do. My husband will do that. Okay. You know, he'll be like, "I feel like I have to be doing something." It's like, no, you don't. Not all the time. We don't. So enjoy, girl. Was there anything in particular that you wanted prayer about, hon?
Oh, no. That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Let me get a drink right quick. All right, 202-722, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nicole from D.C., and I'm calling from the great state of Maryland.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, girl, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm great. Well, good to hear from you. I'm sure I probably had your number somewhere. I've got to go through. I've got umpteen sheets of phone numbers, and I need to consolidate them and try to get all the numbers together. Because I know I probably had your number down here somewhere. So anyhow, well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Nicole. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is a light. She is a shining light to those around her. Lord, she is a shining light in an area. You have put her in an area, Lord, that has been dark at times. An area you have put her as a light in the darkness. Lord, you put her where she's at as the light in the darkness. And, Lord, to declare the word of the Lord. I can see you, girl, just like declaring the word of the Lord into the atmosphere. Like I can just see you speaking into the atmosphere, the word of the Lord, and it reverberating through the atmosphere and bringing change and like shaking the powers of darkness, shaking things loose that have tried to be rigid and have tried to be immovable, that Satan has tried to put in place, that things where darkness has had a toehold. I see you speaking into the atmosphere, decreeing and declaring into the atmosphere, and it beginning to shake things free, shake them loose. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Nicole. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that you have called to be a part with her, those that, Lord, are divine connections or will be divine connections. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that will link arms with her, Lord, for Lord, your word says, in a multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is power in unity. There is strength in unity. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for those that you have called, those that are there and those that are yet to be or yet to come, Lord, that will take up the fight of faith with her and will stand with her, Lord, and become a great army with her. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for wholeness in her life. Lord, for bringing healing to every part of her life. Wholeness, Lord. I'm just sensing like wholeness in relationships. I have no idea anything there, but I just want to say like a wholeness in relationships. So whether there's something, there was someone you love or just someone that you know. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord. Your word says, as many as touch the hem of his garment were made perfectly whole. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that as Nicole seeks your face, Lord, as she grows in maturity in you, ever being drawn higher and expanding. I just see you, girl, like coming up higher and higher, and it's like as you're coming higher, like expanding in the Lord, expanding. You know, as the word says that we stretch out our tents, expand the stakes of our tents, and just see things expanding. You know, God using you in greater ways, in bigger ways. Your understanding, your discernment, even your authority in the Lord. Everything expanding as you're growing with God. God enlarging everything about you, enlarging everything in your life spiritually, in that sense. So, Father, I just thank you for Nicole. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for the impact that she has in that area, but the impact she has with those that she knows. And, Lord, I thank you for the favor of God and the wisdom of God that's upon her life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping her to impart that wisdom, Lord, that she is palatable to others, that she is able to share with others and them to able to receive and digest the things that she shares with them. Because not everybody, certainly none of us are received by everyone, but some people really have a gift of being able to be palatable to other people. You know, they have an ability to share and others really to receive and open their hearts and open their arms to them. And I just see you being very received by a lot of people. Just the favor of God there, but something about your demeanor, something about the way that you connect with other people that makes them easy to receive from you, and you being very loved and very received by a lot of people. So, Lord, I thank you for, and I bless Nicole in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. Thank you so much for praying for me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there anything in particular you're wanting to pray about or anything you want to share tonight?
Prayer for my work schedule. I'm trying to figure out how to get the right schedule for all my different classes. And I need wisdom and favor for that.
Okay. Well, Father, you know, Lord, you know how to arrange things in our lives, and Lord, you know all things, Lord. And I just ask you, Father, that you give Nicole a peace and a wisdom and an understanding, Lord, of how to schedule things. Lord, give her the peace of God that, Lord, that she'll feel she'll feel your presence, and Lord, that she will feel your approval on the schedule, Lord, that you will just help her to know that as the word says, that the peace of God is our guide, that she will have that peace, Lord, that you'll help her to be able to schedule things and put them together, Lord, and that she'll just have your wisdom in this, and that the peace of God will guide her to know that, okay, this is right, this is right, this is going to work. And, Lord, that she'll just be able to rest in that, and, Lord, to not have any kind of concerns or anxiety about her schedule. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her through all of this and making things flow so that things just flow easily and just fall into place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. So, well, that's good. So, what are you taking?
I'm not taking any classes right now, but I'm teaching some, and I have to teach my contract requires me to teach 5 at one place,
uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'll be teaching some at another, and so just trying to get the right schedule with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. That's very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, was there anything you wanted to share before I move on, or anything on your heart?
I loved your teaching about rehearsing what the prophetic words have been rather than rehearsing something negative. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I share what I've lived. But God, it is really encouraging. It's so many times, when we're going through things, just to go back and go back through those prophetic words, it can just lift our hearts when we feel like, gosh, is this ever going to end? Or are we ever going to come to the other side? And then go back and say, no, God has said. And it's a real lifeline, absolutely.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. You are more than welcome. Well, it was nice talking to you, and I hope you have a beautiful week.
Amen. I receive it, and I am hoping the same for you. You've been a blessing to me, my family. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You have a good night, hon.
Okay.
Another drink right there. I'm like Randy, I drink a lot of water. All right. 502-548. How is Greg tonight?
Well, Miss Jeannie, I'm just peachy.
Well, good. You kind of sounded just a little bit like John Wayne there.
Was John Wayne sarcastic?
He could be, yeah.
Because it might have been a little sarcastic. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I hope things are not still getting under your collar at work.
Funny you should say that. I had a team call with my boss and his boss this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things like tell your boss's boss that your boss doesn't know what he's doing without telling your boss's boss your boss doesn't know what he's doing. And I did that. And he was kind of stumbling a little bit because I wasn't like trying to make him look bad. I was just trying to shine a light on a couple of things. And I did that and respectfully got a little tense for a second, but I mean, I kept my cool and he kind of pushed back and I stood up to my ground, I should say. And there's a couple of questions asked that I think made him understand that I know more than he does. And, the odd thing is that through that, the issue was he keeps telling us to bring him price matching. And every time we brought it, he said no. And I told my counterpart up in Indianapolis, I said, I don't think he's figuring the pricing structure right. I think he's looking at it backwards. And when he looks at, well, he discounted this much, he's got it backwards. It's not how much you discount. It's the markup. So he thinks we're discounting it too much when we're actually marking it up too much. And there was one specific instance where I know he was wrong and I was trying to figure out how to call it. And I found out and I named it today. And after the call, he called me a few hours later. He goes, what were you talking about that 55 gallon lacquer thinner stuff? And I was like, well, you said we were losing money if we sold it at the special price, but I don't think that's correct. And he goes, where did you get your cost figure? I'm like, I got it from our system. Don't you have access? Nope. So he was figuring it wrong. He didn't know that. I didn't know that. Well, I suspected it. But either way, so it kind of turned into a bridge. And I told him, I said, look, I was not trying to make you look bad. I said, I was literally trying to figure this out because I really thought that the pricing was wrong or the pricing structure. And he's like, I don't really care if you make me look bad or not. He said, I don't care what people think. And he goes, I may not be here tomorrow, I may not be here next week. He said, I'm just trying to do the best I can. And I'm like, I understand that. I said, I just want to make sure that we're doing things, you know, I help you, you help me. So it kind of ended up building a bridge because I pointed to that fact that he doesn't have access to cost. And he needs it. He can't make correct decisions without it. And all the stuff that he's turned us down on was because he didn't have cost and he was figuring it wrong. So I helped him.
That's so huge. That was big on his part to say he didn't, you know, if his heart's for the company to not mind looking like a fool or being made to look like a fool or feeling like that. But it's also huge for that to be revealed for the Lord to show you that if he doesn't have access to the cost, how can anyone figure anything if they don't have access to all the information?
Yeah, he had come up with some formula about backing it down from list price. And list price, nobody pays list price. Like, the list price is like $1,400, and most people buy this for around $675 or $700. So nobody pays that. So he's backing it down from that. And then he thought we were losing $85 a unit on it when actually we were making $134. So it was an eye-opener for both of us. Him, because I taught him that he needs to get access to cost. And for me, it taught me that he wasn't such an idiot. He didn't have the tools. They didn't give him that access. And it also gave me an opportunity to tell him, it's like, now you see what I've been fighting for 14 months. He's only been here for 5 months. I said, that's exactly where I'm at. This company does not equip you, support you, and give you the tools you need to succeed at your job. If you had had that information, which you should have had from day one, everything that you've turned down, you would have said yes to. He goes, absolutely. I'm like, there you go, new page. We're going to get some business done now.
Cool. There's that problem solver gift working in you.
That's what you I'm. It's just the holding my tongue part, because sometimes I just want to bust. And fortunately, that's one of my biggest prayers has been, God, please hold my tongue, because I have a tendency to speak quickly. So, and he did, and it was timing, the right time, because it just, like I said, it did. I was trying to shine light on issues, whether they were his issues, the company's issues. I didn't care. I just needed the two people that were on that call, I needed them both to hear what was going on with each other.
Right.
So, and it worked. Yeah. So it was hard to call it a blessing in disguise because this morning I knew it's like, man, I just literally pulled the pin out of this grenade. And if his boss does not read between the lines, I'm in trouble. If his boss does read between the lines, I'm probably okay. So, and the reality was, it didn't matter whether his boss read between the lines or not. I shined the light on something he wasn't aware of. My boss, that is. And he was super, he was like, I didn't know. I'm like, well, they screwed you, dude. I mean, they just like me, they haven't given me everything I need. I still don't have everything I need. So, didn't feel like a blessing to these guys, but.
Yeah, that is huge. That's a huge thing, even not knowing all the details. But it's hard for anybody to do a good job at anything if they don't have all the tools they need, they don't have all the information they need. You can't really deduct in anything, you know. People can't do their taxes, anything else, if they don't have all the information they need. You know, you can't find the truth if you don't have all the information. So that's huge. But God's really using you, though.
Right.
I mean, I've seen so many times how that you have that ability to problem solve and to, like, clean things up. I just have always seen you as, like, you're able to come in through there, come in behind and like, clean things up and straighten things up.
Guarantee you. I could change that place dramatically. And I've been thinking about pitching. It's just like, I'll tell you what, here, run a test pilot. Just give me my territory. Just give me my own territory. Just nice. Let me run my area the way I know how to run it. Give me 3 months. If you give me 90 days, I guarantee you I can make a difference. And whether you want to do it with other people or not, but if you trust me to do the right thing and let me do it, I guarantee you I will make a huge difference. But.
Well,
I just haven't mounted that pitch just yet.
Uh-huh. God's got the perfect timing, and he'll give you the perfect way to say it. You know, as I'm talking to you, what I keep seeing, Greg, is I see like a frozen pond, you know, and it's not real frozen, but what, you know, as someone would say, skating on thin ice or something, what some would fear the ice, afraid of it, breaking under their feet and going in the drink, so to speak. I see you skating on thin ice and like skating right over it.
Or
that's what I'm getting
it. Or stomping on it.
Yeah, you broke up so bad. I really didn't hear none of that. You were breaking up real bad.
Oh, I said or stomping on it.
No, you have more wisdom than that. You have more wisdom than that. God's with you. That's just, you know, let God lead you and temper you, and God is. It can be aggravating when we've got things going on that, you know, that seem unfair, when we can see through stuff, and then it's like, oh, God, why can't you just see this, you know? But
uh-huh.
God, you know, God's put such a gift in you to problem solve and to be able to bring all the pieces together so that things connect. But that doesn't always mean that everybody else does, you know, that they don't always see it. But God's, that's a huge thing, just to be able to bring that forth and speak that and it to be received.
Yeah. You mean to not have gotten fired within 5 minutes?
Well, it could have happened. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But
yeah.
It was received and God's favor was there. So, well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, I speak peace to his heart and peace to his soul, Lord. And even though we know it can be exasperating sometimes at work and work dealing with people and try to work things out, Father, I thank you that, Lord, your word says that the gift makes room for us, that the gift will make room for us. And, Father, that beautiful gift of problem solving that you have put within Greg, Lord, that the wisdom of God will work with that. And the favor of God will work with that, Father. And he's going to see some wonderful breakthroughs. Lord, he's already seen some wonderful breakthroughs. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that your voice is with him. Lord, that he will hear your voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And, Lord, that when he needs to be silent, Lord, that you will speak to him. He'll know. He'll feel in his heart. He'll sense Holy Spirit. And, Lord, he'll also have that courage and that boldness to speak when he's supposed to speak. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just making giant steps with him. making giant steps with him, Lord, not baby steps, but giant steps with him. And, Lord, that his boldness and his courage and his confidence that you're with him, Lord, that he'll see breakthroughs that will make him drop his jaw. Lord, that he'll see breakthroughs that he'll think, I never thought that would happen like that, but it did. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that when things look difficult and would be precarious to some, Lord, that he will skate right through it. And even though it may even surprise him, Lord, that you're getting to the other side and that he'll have the victory. And, Lord, that his heart to help this company, his heart to see them succeed as well, Lord, that's part of the blessing. That, Lord, when if there's favor upon our life and we're connected to something, Lord, that it flourishes too, because many times because we're there. Greg, that happens many, many times, that someone that's a committed child of God that has the favor and wisdom of God on them, they'll be in a place in a business, whatever, will flourish because they're there, because the favor of God is on that individual. That happens more than people ever realize, I think, personally. I know it does because of the children of God that are in something, that are attached to something, that are a part of it, that causes it to flourish, because God takes care of his kids and just the favor of God comes through. I remember, and this is a little bit different, but I remember Quilla Wilkins telling the story one time. She was on a plane somewhere, and they had a lot of turbulence. Something really bad was going on with the plane, and they had already come online, and everybody was getting really afraid and all. And this lady asked Quilla, she said, "Do you think we're going to be all right?" And Quilla, she said, "I know we are." She said, "God isn't through with me yet." She said, "We're going to be just fine." And, of course, that lady then said, "Can I come sit by you?" But, see, and that's just the truth, you know, so many things, because – you know, in Aquila's mind, she knew that God had things for her to do, and that God was going to get that plane landed safely, because she was on there. That was her confidence. That can be true in business too. That God, because you're there, or because, you know, someone else that's a child, because God's kids are there, that God makes things work and he makes them flourish and be blessed because we're there. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for opening the eyes of those that work with Greg, Lord, that they will see the things they need to see, Lord, that Greg continue to have a strong voice with them, and Father, that they realize what a blessing he is to the company, Lord, and that he be able to communicate with them very effectively. That they can receive and see and understand, Lord, they have eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, the things that he has to share, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for continuing to download and to impart to Greg wisdom and understanding and discernment, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for speaking through him, Lord, and working in his heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome. Was there anything in particular, anything else you wanted prayer about?
Oh, you can just stand in agreement with me. My scans are Friday, so we're just going to believe that everything's beautiful and the best report we've ever had.
Absolutely. You have got that, son. You have got it. I had not forgotten that and have prayed for you some just here at home. I have thought you have come across my mind some. You know, if God brings somebody across my mind, I pray for them. But what I have mostly prayed for the peace of God for you, and I totally believe that your scans are going to be great.
Well, it'll be the 5-year mark. That's a big one. That's a big milestone. But yeah,
God is
I appreciate
able.
You, darling. Yes,
you
he
are
is.
Welcome. Son. You are welcome.
You have a good
All right.
one. We love you.
Love you too. Have a great week.
You too.
How is Miss Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I said, there's just something about your voice. I love hearing your voice. Your voice just always brings a joy to my heart. There's just something in your voice, girl. Well,
oh,
I hope you had a No, oh, you're welcome. I hope you've had a good week. And is there anything in particular you wanted to share tonight?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay. Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle. And Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the delight that she is, Lord, to you and to others, Lord. And Lord, how that there are people that she brings joy to their lives when she's around them, Lord, that she is a light where she goes. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the light that is within her, the light that you have called her to be, Lord, that it'll be stronger than any other forces that would try to, and I'll put it in my words, rain on your parade. You know, the enemy's so good about sending people along or individuals, you know, that sometimes when life is going good for us, when things are going good and we're blessed and it's obvious that we're blessed, that they like to rain on our parade, or they like to speak doubts and fears. They like to speak unbelief around us. There are always those around. And I would just say to you, there may be people, sometimes we just have to tune people out, you know. And we keep our minds and our hearts on those things that we know that God has said and called us to, and not give time, not give credence to the voice of the enemy speaking through others. Sometimes, and it can be, you know, the devil's not going to send someone our way that we won't listen to, you know. We won't just listen to anyone, but sometimes it may be family members that we love or friends that we've known for a long time, or maybe someone that's in business or whatever in church that we have respect for. I'm in my own life, I've seen the enemy speak through people that were good Christians that I would think, wow, you know. But always go back to the Word of God. That what has the Word of God said about you? What has the Word said? What has God said to you? What has God spoken in your heart? And stay with that. Stay with that. The enemy will try to get us at times to, and I'm not talking about self, he'll try to get us to looking inward, to you know, self-inspect in a negative way. Now, you know, the Lord, the Holy Spirit will have us sometimes self-inspect if Holy Spirit is dealing with us about something. But I'm talking about that accusing type voice or that negative type voice, you know, just like the Satan, the, you know, as the snake came to Adam and Eve or came to Eve and said, did God say? You know, and there'll at times be voices around us that are almost the same. Well, is that really right? Or, you know, did God say, you know, they'll put those doubts to get us to inspecting ourselves and going, well, am I really supposed to do this? Or am I really up for this? Do I really have the wisdom for this or the talent for this? You know, it'll make a second guess. And I guess, and all of this talking that I'm saying, basically, I'm telling you that there are voices there's always voices in life that you'll have to disregard and not give credence to, and listen to your heart, that, you know, the Spirit of God within you and what God has told you and what His Word says about you, and always stay with that. You know, we can always stick with the Word of God, because we have an enemy in this world, and the enemy uses people. You know, sometimes they try to make us think that we're less than the child of God that we are, that or maybe we're not capable, or we're not this, or we're not, you know, we're not all that in a bag of chips. We're God's precious children. And God, what He has called you for, He has equipped you for, He has gifted you for, He has prepared you for. Keep remembering who you are in Christ, that you're His dear daughter. And he won't call you, He hasn't called you to anything that He hasn't already given you all the talents and the gifts and wisdom of God. You know, we have things to learn. I'm not saying that we know everything ahead of time. You know, we learn and we grow, but He has us, He equips us for what He calls us for, and you are equipped for what God has called you to. So, Lord, I just thank you for Michelle, and, Lord, I thank you for the light that she is and the light that she's going to be. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is called to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. Lord, I just speak your word over here that everything she puts her hands to shall be blessed, Lord, because she's yours. And Lord, I thank you for your word over her and your love for her. And Lord, your word that says you know the plans you have for her to do her good and not harm, to give her a hope and a future. Lord, that your plans for her are blessing and goodness and abundance and all sufficiency in all things. And Lord, that she is well able through Jesus to accomplish everything you've called her to, because you're going to be with her through every bit of it. You're going to walk with her by the hand, Lord. You're going to go with her in everything you've called her to. And Lord, she will have the victory because you're with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. This is so on time, because here lately I have really had to encourage myself in the Lord. This is really on time. I received
well,
this.
Praise God. Praise God. I had no idea, but I knew something must be going on. So when God speaks, he's always on time. So praise God. Praise God. Well,
I'm
girl,
excited.
You got anything in particular you want prayer about?
No, not tonight. This was it. Praise God.
Okay. God is good. But all right, girl. I'm almost out of time, so I've got one more person with their hand up. So you
okay.
Have a blessed week, a beautiful week, and love you guys, and just have a good time this week.
Love you too, and you have a blessed week also. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. 504-282, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. Let's see, let me write this down right quick. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Nicole, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for the perseverance, Lord, that you give Nicole. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the perseverance and the strength that you give her, Lord. Father, when it feels, at times when she might feel like she's being blown, that she might actually feel like she's swaying a little bit in the wind and trying to keep her footing, Lord, that you are the one that is her security. Lord, you're the one that is her strength. And Father, her feet are standing upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And Lord, it's not going to crumble beneath her feet. It's not going to give beneath her feet. Lord, you are her strength, Lord, and you are her strong power. Father, I thank you, Lord, that those times when things are feeling heavy and she feels like the wind is blowing, Lord, that she can run to you and know that she is safe. And, Lord, that you shower her with refreshing, that you shower her, Lord, with I'm going to mute you just a minute, sweetie. I'm going to keep praying, but I'm going to mute you right here, all of that. Lord, that you shower her with refreshing. Pretty, I can just see like you hidden, like you run into that strong tower of the Lord, and the Lord just raining down refreshing on you. That just brings a washing and a cleansing of like the things that, you know, like the things of this world that come against us, or even the things of the world that try to cling to us. I just see like a refreshing shower of the Lord, washing those cares away, washing those concerns away, washing just those everyday things. And when we're in the world, you know, those things can affect us, can affect our moods and our emotions, and get a busyness in our mind to the point that maybe we don't rest as well as we should because of all of the things that are going on, and we're all of that kind of clings to us. So I just see you like running to the Lord and in his strong power, him just washing and refreshing and bringing a new joy to you. And it's like this is a continual thing, you know, that as you run to him, as you just like stand in him, standing in his presence and standing in him, that him continually washing off the cares of the world that would try to pull on you and to rock your peace, so to speak. you know, and even just keep your mind busy so that you're able to rest and be refreshed. And I just see the Lord doing that for you and him continually, like, re-energizing your joy. We go through these things just out in the world and everyday things we go through. It's like our joy sometimes can kind of seep out, you know, because we get in the middle of things. And I see the Lord just as he is like bathing you with this new joy and bathing you with washing away those things, those concerns and cares and all of that stuff, that him like refilling your joy on a regular basis, a joy that cannot be depleted. And when other people would say, you know, how can you still be smiling or what are you so happy about? It even opening doors for you to witness into others' lives and to share about your Lord and about the joy that God brings you and how that even when you've gone through things or are going through things, how that he brings that peace and that that just energizes you. And, you know, because when we go through concerns, when we go through stuff, it'll kind of sap our strength. I mean, it does me. You know, if I've got a whole lot going on and my mind's on 97 different things, just all of the busyness of my mind, it can make you feel a little tired. You know, even if you're not physically tired, you know, not like you've been out, you know, working out or working in the yard a lot, just the busyness of our mind and having so many things on our mind, it can make you feel tired. But I just see God refreshing you, you know, and you keep coming to him and him refreshing you and refilling your joy and even others noticing that about you. And it literally opening doors for you to witness to others. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Nicole. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over her, Lord. I speak a blessing and favor, Lord, and, Lord, and I don't know if you work or not, Nicole, but I find myself wanting to say a blessing in your job.
Thank you,
so Jesus. You're welcome. I didn't even know if you had a job, but I'm hearing that's what.
No, I don't. I need one.
Okay. I kept just feeling that, like I kept catching myself, but it was like blessing in your job, blessing just speaking blessing over you in your job and favor in your job. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for connecting Nicole to the job that you have for her. Lord, that it will be a blessing to her, that she will be a blessing to them. Lord, that she'll have the favor of God on her life, Lord, when she walks in the doors. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her something that she'll be able to enjoy, that the times, the work times will work for her and not be difficult to put things together for her time frames for her baby and just whatever she has going on. But Lord, that it just be a blessing to her and that it will fit like a glove for her situation, for her life. And Lord, I just speak it and I thank you for it. We come into agreement, Lord, that you have the perfect place, the perfect job for her for this time and this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I receive it. And I agree with that prayer. Yeah, right on. I just, you know, been a lot of attacks in regards to my family and just, you know, all types of things, just career and, you know, trying to move forward and just feeling stagnated. And so, you know, I just recently had someone tell me, like, wow, you are really, really strong. And, you know, really, I can say it's the, you know, just God's joy. You know, every time I feel defeated, I immediately go to God, and he just replenishes me. So just spot on. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, is this something that I can recover from? And, you know, he just keeps doing it over and over again. So I'm just so grateful to God. And, you know, I'm thankful for that confirming, you know, prayer.
That's awesome. You know, God knows what we need. Well, thank you. Thank you for telling me. Well, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for holding so long. I know it took me a while. There was quite a few callers that took me a while to get to you. But You have a wonderful have a wonderful week, and certainly call back and let us know what God provides for you where your job's concerned.
I will. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, hon. Good night.
All right. Good night.
All right, I think I've got 2 or 3 minutes here. Let's see. 870-415, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Siobhan, Arkansas.
Siobhan?
Yes, Shonda.
Okay, and you're in Arkansas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I don't think I've ever talked to you, hon, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just been a while.
Yeah.
All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Siobhan. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is called, Lord, that she is anointed. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even though at times she may has had doubts of her place in God, that at times maybe she's had doubts and has wondered, where is my place? Where do I fit in? And Lord has had, and the enemy will try to make all of us feel like that we're unqualified or that maybe we've made too many mistakes. I know I certainly have felt like that at times, that I had failed too many times or had taken the wrong road too many times, that maybe had I disqualified myself in some way. But I want to reassure you, sweetie, that God has his place for you. God has his place for you. We can be our own worst enemy because we all know where we fall short. You know, we all know where we've made mistakes. And the enemy will try to replay that stuff. He'll try to get us to pick that up and examine that again. But God has a special place for you. He has a special calling for you that will fit perfectly for you because God has put gifts within you. He has put special talents. Each person has a special place. Each person has a special calling and gifts and talents that are unique to them. Every person has individuals that they can touch in a special way that no one else will be able to in the way that they are. See, you can't be replaced. You can't be replaced in God's kingdom. You are uniquely you and special, particularly loved by God and created by him and designed by him for exactly what he's called you for. And, Father, I just thank you for Siobhan, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her realization of who she is and who she is in you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for a real revealing to her of Christ in her life in the way of being a daughter of God, a child of the King. Lord, that she really begins to see herself as a daughter of the King. As a daughter of the King, Lord, and that you have provision for her, that you have blessing for her, that you have those special friends and connections, those God connections. We all have acquaintances and friends that maybe were friends just because we worked with them or went to school with them or were lived close to them. But there are those God connections that are unique and are special and really feed into our lives that leave lasting impressions and lasting, there are lasting benefits from some of the connections that God puts into our lives because we learn things, we share things. Sometimes it's the things that we share into their lives, but it's lasting effects in our lives. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for directing her path. Father, for opening new doors to her. I just so sense, Siobhan, like a special place for you in the Lord, a special place. And I don't know that this is, you know, I'm not going to say that this is like a physical place. I'm not so much feeling that, even though I do know that God does have special places, physical places for us to be, just like another place where we've moved, that God chose this place for us. But I sense it's like just a special place in the Lord that God has for you, a beautiful, special calling. I don't know if you are still like looking for your place in God, looking for, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? you know, some of us know. I mean, maybe we've had prophetic words, or maybe we just know in our heart that God's called us to be like a prophetic psalmist or a teacher or a prophet, you know, some an apostle, just numerous other things, some, you know, to work in helps and missions. But it's like what I sense feel is like you still searching kind of for your niche of, okay, Lord, what all exactly have you called me to? And I just really sense the presence of God and like the hand of the Lord around you, and God shaping things around you. He may have already really shared in your heart kind of the specific things that he's called you to. But many times those things that draw us, those things that, you know, for me particularly, music always drew me. I was drew to music and was drew to the anointing that I would feel in music. And so I knew fairly early on that there was something there that God was calling me to. And it doesn't mean that's always just one area. Many times we're called in more than one area. But I just sense like the presence of God like swirling around you or hovering around you and things developing and God really giving you clarity on your place in God, your place in the kingdom, your place in the body of Christ. So, Father, I just thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, you're breaking up so bad, hon. I can't really hear you. And to be quite honest, I've already gone over my time a little bit. I don't want to make Randy mad. I'm supposed to be off here by 8:45. So, I'm gonna have to let you go so that I can log off. I'm so sorry I didn't have more time to visit with you. But you're breaking up enough that I can't really understand what you're saying anyhow. But maybe you can call back in next Monday, and I'll try to pick you up early so we have time to visit some.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. You have a blessed week. All right. I must say goodnight. I have run over my time some, but God bless you. God keep you. May his love and his light shine upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.